now joining us in the studio, Kelsey DeClue from Columbus Regional Health. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for stopping by. So we just kind of wanted to check in with you guys. We know you're working hard, making sure there are plenty of plans in place when it comes to COVID-19. Can you kind of fill us in on where Columbus Regional Health is at this point?
Sure, absolutely. And I really appreciate the opportunity to do that. So we have a lot going on, not surprisingly, probably at the hospital and throughout our health system. But I kind of want to start with our approach to this. And I think those who have been reading up about COVID-19 and the coronavirus realize that the majority of these cases are mild for most of us. There's a couple of sectors of the population, the elderly, those with underlying conditions or immune compromised, mm-hmm. that this can be very serious and potentially deadly for. And so all of our efforts are really right now still in that prevention and protection. We want to try to contain this, and these are directives that are coming down from the CDC. We're learning from what other states have done, other health systems are doing. So, you know, we're not acting alone in this. This is kind of a call to arms for all of us healthcare providers and hospitals and health systems throughout the nation. So that's why we start with this phone line. We have our triage resource center, which is basically a way for us to funnel questions and concerns from the community, potential patients, if someone's concerned about a potential exposure or they have some worrying symptoms, they should definitely call that resource line because that's the first opportunity for them to talk to our trained nurses and help them decide what's the most appropriate action for you to take. Should you just stay home and follow the hang out at the house directions that we're all getting?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to seek medical care? If so, how should you go about doing that? So that number is 812-379-4449.
Okay, and there's some information about that on our website, qmix.com, as well, if you need that. But Kelsey, when it comes to actually like physically going to a Columbus Regional Health location, are there restrictions in place right now that we need to be thinking about?
Yeah, of course, we do have visitor restrictions at the main hospital campus, which is there on 17th Street. And again, those are protective efforts for not only our patients, but our staff and other community members. So we're asking at this time that there be no visitors with the exception of special circumstances. So some of those are obviously end-of-life situations, birthing partners for those moms and babies in our birthing center, anyone who's a direct care provider. So let's say you're caring for an elderly member of your family or someone that needs medical assistance. You're bringing someone for a procedure, and you're that kind of drop-off delivery person for those sedation procedures, then, you know, we can make exceptions for that. So I will say another kind of addition that came out of that reminded me just now is that, again, another directive that came down from the governor's office is that we are suspending those elective procedures,
mm-hmm.
which I know that's kind of a buzzword for people, so we can talk a little bit about what that means, but it's really a case-by-case basis. So if you have a procedure or a service planned right now with Columbus Regional Health, either at the hospital or one of the facilities, it's best right now just to call your doctor's office or to call that triage line and find out what course of action you should take and if you should have a visitor with you or not.
Okay, great. And all of that information is compiled on your website as well, right?
Yes.
So where can we find that?
Well, it's right on the homepage. So CRH.org is our homepage, and then you'll see a bright red banner at the top that kind of pushes off to another update news page that we have. Or you can also just go directly to CRH.org/virus.
Okay. Kelsey, anything else you'd like folks to know before we let you get on with your day?
Well, I think it's just really important that I know it's hard with all the information coming at us to try to remain as calm as we can. And just realize that, you know, you're being asked to kind of stay in your home. But families should still get out and play and enjoy the spring if it continues to slowly make its way to the community. And just kind of follow the social distancing, refrain from large gatherings. And if we can do that, we'll make this through and we're going to be okay.
All right. But taking a nice family walk, that
yeah,
sort of thing.
Exactly.
100% okay.
Let's do it.